going to a funeral right now, and my husband always needs something, and normally I can, like, carry a lot of stuff, but since I had a smaller bag, I was like, he's either going to need Advil or lotion, and I was like, I can't fit the lotion in here, so I'm just going to put Advil in here. So we stopped at this Starbucks beforehand, and he was like, fuck, and I was like, what? He was like, my head kind of hurts, and I was like, we literally are 5 minutes out of the house, being out of the house. And I was like, I have some ibuprofen if you need. And he's like, what? No way. And I was like, yeah. And he goes, he's like, that's so attractive. And I said, what, someone being your mommy?
Don't date women who have TikTok accounts, period. Don't date women who are always on Instagram. They got to go to the internet for everything that happened in their life. Because she's going to go to the internet with your business. And things that you do that she don't like or get on her nerves.
Now, I don't speak men. So I need someone to explain to me what the hell.
I need to know at what point I went wrong. We got this fine man. I say good morning. He says morning. I say, what are your plans for today?
Content.
Oh, okay, fun. Well, are you free for coffee?
Possibly.
Okay, well, I'm gonna go in like 30 minutes if you wanna join.
Okay.
I say, I'm heading there now. And I drop the lovely blue bottle coffee location. He knows where to go. 15 minutes later, I respond and I said, here, as I sit in the parking lot and wait. He responds and says, for what? I say, for coffee. He says, oh, let's get lunch instead.
Sure.
Okay, where?
Now he sends me a location, which is on Santa Monica Boulevard.
Women have no problem chasing Chad. At all. They'll put up with anything. They will drive across the country back and forth and get stood up in every state and still keep driving for Chad and Tyrone. But it's funny, most men would be shocked at this. I'm glad she's exposing this, because this same woman will act stuck up with most guys. And she'll give those guys one-word responses, just like Chad is giving her one-word responses. But for every stuck-up pretty broad, there's a dude who's acting just as stuck up with her and treating her like garbage, and she's chasing him and simping hard. But we don't get to see that, because women usually don't put that on social media. And he'll hit it one time on a board night, and she'll start telling people that they're together. And then when she finds out that he's talking to another girl, say he cheated. He's not cheating. Y'all were never together.
Eat This Cafe, my favorite cafe. Which Eat This Cafe is here, and I am here at Blue Bottle. And the maps are showing me like an almost 2-hour drive. But okay, I'm in love. I'll do it. He says, at 1 p.m. So I leave Blue Bottle and I start driving all the way to Eat This Cafe. I say, see you then. Then I text him and I say, okay, I'm here. He says, me too. I say, where at? He says, the coffee shop is literally empty. You'll see me. I'm a little confused because we're at a cafe, not the coffee shop. So I say, coffee shop, question mark? He said, you said to meet you at Blue Bottle, question.
He never went anywhere. He's at home. He never left his house. These are the type of games that Chad played with these pretty chicks, and they deserve it because they played a bunch of guys their whole life. It's just karma. He's sitting at home laughing with his boys drinking a beer. Like, look what I got this goofy bitch doing. I got her driving all across the state for me.
Question mark. And he sends me his location, and he's at Blue Bottle, which means I'm here now. And he's down here. Wait, what? I'm at the cafe that he sent. She says, why? Now, this is the point where I physically and mentally give up. And out of frustration, I text my best friend. And I said, I literally hate men and I give up and I want to be single for the rest of my life.
Because you're an idiot? Like, clearly, if you look at this thread, this guy was not interested. He was giving you one-word answers. And you know what that means because you do it to guys you're not interested in. Don't hate men because you're an idiot.
Guess who I sent that to on accident?
Sent it to him.
So he said, what the hell?
Valid. He can be mad.
And then I thought to do the first thing that came to mind.
I panicked. And this might be the most clever excuse I ever came up with. Said, you've never seen that TikTok? It's a TikTok reference. Like, literally everyone is saying it right now.
Good morning, starshine. The earth says hello.
I don't think, damn, she put regular in the Ferrari, bro.
But let's be real. The only reason that the woman who's talking knows that is because a man told her, 9 times out of 10. I mean, it's kind of a flex for like, yeah, I know about what gas go in a Rari. I promise you that 90% of the women on earth don't know what type of gas go in a Rari. Look, I'll be honest. I don't know what gas go in a Rari. But yeah, women, all they know is the name brands. All they care about is the social status and, you know, the clout that come with wearing certain brands as far as clothes, driving certain cars. They don't actually find out about it on an intricate level. They don't go deeper. I don't know if that's her Rari or if some dude just let her drive it. But hey, if you trusted some dingbat to just take your Rari out, then you get what you get.